This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by... Are you all right? Sorry.
Oh, chairs in the corner of the table for sure.
Well, no, it was my chair because I push my chair all the way to the back as I stand up.
Wow.
Sometimes. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Men's Night is back tonight at Mark's Jewelers. Holiday shopping with an open bar, food trucks, and more. Finish your holiday shopping strong at Mark's Jewelers. Jalen Hurts said yesterday you have to accept that this is who he is as a quarterback. Do you accept it or do you want the passing game to get better? 56% say I accept it. 44% say they do not accept it.
How about that?
Yeah, right down the middle there.
Yeah.
So earlier today, Philadelphia City Council approved, I think the votes were 12-4 or 8-4, whatever it was, to approve the deal with the Philadelphia 76ers to build 76 Place right there, Market East. What is that? Right around 10th and Market. The original agreement had the Sixers giving the city $50 million in for community services. The city council said they wanted $100 million. In fact, a couple of the city council members, Nick O'Rourke was one of them, wanted $300 million, asked for $300 million, and they settled on $60. So
seems like a bad negotiation.
Yeah, terrible negotiation. I'll say
this. That's what I said to Rod, too. I was like,
yeah.
Rod.
So I'll say this. As somebody who is pretty ambivalent about whether they put the arena there or not, like Philadelphia, the city council, the politicians in Philadelphia, first of all, you choked in the negotiations in that the difference of $10 million to Harris Blitzer to build this billion-dollar arena is like nothing. You could have gotten more money. You got scared. You choked. And it was a bad negotiation. They should have held out longer, and they should have dared the Sixers to leave, I believe. The second thing is that we should, anyone who pays wage tax, anyone who pays property tax, anyone who spends any time in Philadelphia should be able to be shown where every dollar of that is being spent. Because too many times we are told that we're going to be taxed on this and it's going to go to some like grand program, community program, and then we never see the results of anything about it. And big cities, Philadelphia being one of them, have so many cash problems that there's a significant chance all of this $60 million could go to nothing,
right?
Could go to just the regular running. And there are so many things that need to be put in place for this to actually work, SEPTA stuff, you know, infrastructure around all of that, that like, I want to know where every single dollar is going, what program it's going to, what building it's building, all of that stuff. And you listening, if you are part of this in any way, if you care at all, you should want to know that too, because the negotiation should have been better. And I truly believe that from a gridlock perspective, is going to be terrible around there. I don't care how many reports they do saying how many people are going to need. They need such an enormous increase of people to take SEPTA over driving.
Yeah.
An enormous increase to not have gridlock. I don't think it's likely. It's not going to revitalize the area. Having 50 basketball games in the area and 22 concerts is not going to revitalize the area. So
you don't think it'll help out some?
No.
Really?
Historically, mostly it doesn't.
Wow.
It doesn't. I don't think it will.
No new restaurants or anything of that nature?
Maybe, but there will be also restaurants that are hurt by it, right? That the thing about this, if you wanted to go eat there and there's a Sixers game there, mm-hmm. you're not going. And how many times, because you don't want the hassle, right? Like if you're not going to the Sixers game.
Oh, you mean if you're not going to the game and you just want to go somewhere
and
eat, right?
And then what that does is, it's not just the 50 or 60 or 70 or 100 nights that it's busy. Once you stop going to that area, you just stop going to that.
Oh, you're out. Yeah, you're out.
You just stop going to that area.
Yeah.
So but what do I think a sports bar that could pop up, and they're going to build, they're going to build apartments and all that, which is going to be great for the Sixers.
Right.
But my bigger question is I'm not saying that's the reason not to do it. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, they were going to get the arena. But my thing is, if all of these things are going to happen, I better know what good is happening for Philadelphia, not just the Sixers.
Right.
I know why this is good for the Sixers. I know why it's good for people who go to Sixers games. Mm-hmm. I want to know why it's good for Philadelphia. So for every dollar that city, and almost every one of these city council members was on record saying this was a bad deal. They said it was a bad deal, and they basically approved it anyway. So I just want to know where all this money's going. That's what I want to know, because I pay wage tax. I lived in Philadelphia for a while, and we're all part of this. And
right.
we all, whether you live in the suburbs or live in the city, a thriving Philadelphia is important to all of us. And I just want to know where every one of these dollars is going. And that's up to city council. That's not on the Sixers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Sixers are trying to get done what they were trying to get done, and they got it
done. You want to know what is the city doing with the money?
Well, where's this money going? Because you could have had twice as much. There's no doubt in my mind that if they had played hardball, they could have gotten $100 million. What's the difference between $60 and $100 million to the Philadelphia, to Josh Harris and David Bush?
Nothing.
You know what I mean? Like those dudes own
own
a soccer team. They own the Commanders. They own the Devils. They own the Phillies.
Yeah.
You're telling me you couldn't have played hardball and got more. So I just want to know where all the money's going. That's it.
Okay.
And I'm sure we'll all be happy when the arena opens. It'll be a cool new arena. It'll be neat. All that kind of stuff. I just want to know from a Philadelphia perspective, how is this better? That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when I sit back and listen to the sides that you get some that want it and they're excited about it, but then there's so much more pushback against it. I'm clueless, obviously, on this thing. And I'm like, okay, why wouldn't a new arena be a good thing? And then I hear more and more why it wouldn't be. It's like, yeah, it does seem like it's more of a pain in the butt than it is anything else. And if you're going to put your citizens through this hassle or what have you, then there should be something that comes back that benefits them besides a new building coming downtown.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear, like, jobs created, because what you're
doing...
Right,
because that's what they'll say. They'll say more jobs created.
And what you're talking about...
And I almost said that.
Yeah, well, but what they'll talk about is jobs created, but this is jobs created, first of all, in building the arena, and no offense to the union workers who will build it.
Workers,
that's good
yeah.
for them, absolutely. But that's not like a long-term change. And when you talk about jobs at the arena, well, those are probably a lot of part-time workers that are already working at the Wells Fargo Center that now are going to have to go to two different places to go rather than just one. So It's the reason that I try to stay out of this mostly is you were talking about the two sides.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it became dirty pool by both sides. It became Chinatown. There's a black group that was for it. There was the Chinatown group that was against it. And all of a sudden, if you're on one side or the other,
you're against the other.
Yeah, they paint you into some sort of argument. I'm not on Comcast's side. I'm not on the Sixers side. I am on Philadelphia's side in this. And I just like this city has been through a rough 5 years, like most major cities have mm-hmm. since the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an opportunity to an area that has been struggling for 20 years, for a long time to do something with that area, understanding that what is happening is failing. Where is that money going? I just want to know where the money's going. Mm. That's it. All right.
I'm sure they'll get right on that.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
They're going to put it all in fine print, where the money's going.
Well, and truthfully, this is the one time I'm going to talk about it that I'm not going to be involved because it's so exhausting.
Right.
City politics and getting anything done and all of those things are torture. There's an article I read by a guy named Sean Blanda about how long it took them to fix like Washington Ave in South Philly. And they went through like 8 years of meetings and flyers and votes. And do you know what they did?
What?
Nothing. They did nothing. So, all right. 215, back to football. 215-592-9494. Do you accept who Jalen Hurts is as a quarterback as he says you should accept it? Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What up, Chris?
All right, guys. So Jalen is showing us who he is, all right? Why can't his delusional fan club accept it, okay? He is Carson Wentz. Let me give you some facts here. They both started off on fire. They both were MVP front runner-ups. They both got paid. Then problems started to arise with other players and start to materialize. The play started to decline. They both hold on to the ball too long and take too many sacks. And then the most glaring thing to me that shows the most problem, biggest problem here is when questioned about the problems, they both say, I'm not changing. I am who I am. And you could use Jalen's words and parse the specifics and Carson's. It's the same theme. Guys, that arrogance and parallel to each other is absolutely remarkable. And on top of the other question of why are we cursed that we're going through this again, I don't know. But you know what? To his fan club that wants to tell me he's a winner because now, Spike, they want to count wins as a Jalen stat, okay, he's a regular season winner. You hit the nail on the head. Real winners win a championship. Jack knows what I'm talking about. But again, the people that talk about winning then will make excuses and say, he's 2-3 in the playoffs. He's got a losing record in the playoffs. Well, that wasn't his fault. That was somebody else, okay? The last thing I'm going to say about this, guys, is I guarantee you, I don't care how this season goes, there's been enough problem times here how he's going to draft another quarterback to hedge his bets on the quarterback position for us. And
yeah, I can't wait till we draft somebody in the second or third round that's a project.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's going to do it again.
Yeah, they lucked into Jalen Hurts.
I know they did. But look at what, but Jalen's not materialized. So they're going to have to take another stab at it because, again, it's this constant spiraling. Now, I don't know. I'm just some guy that watches the games and I pretend like I'm a general manager for my house in Middletown, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they all see something more than I don't, and maybe that doesn't happen. But from what I'm seeing, and then when I hear him come out and have the arrogance to say, like, you know, starts talking about himself in the third person, again, to me it just sounds like Carson. It sounds like I'm not going to try to conform and change. I don't need him to change to what I want him to look like. I need him to change into what his coaching staff wants him to do. I don't feel like he is.
Listen, I agree with some of the things you're saying there. When you talk about changing for the better, realizing that there are areas he needs to improve in, I think those are things that are eerily similar to what we saw at the end of Wentz's career, which was really him being defiant, right? It's one of those things where after a while, you get tired of people criticizing you and everything you do that you feel like you got to stand up for yourself at some point and speak up for yourself as opposed to being a punching bag. Here's where I'll tell you it's different. Wentz did that without actually having wins as a result to back him up. Like he did that and while we were losing games and turning the ball over. Jalen is saying this while he's winning games. There's a difference. You got to put yourself in his shoes. He's saying, what do you want me to do as a quarterback? You want me to go out here and put up stats or you want me to go out here and win football games?
I hear you. And that's where, again, I hope I'm wrong with this. But the thing that bugs me was you guys referenced the Mulata comment.
Yeah.
I think the teammates are done with them. They're looking at them and going, knock off the drama. Can we?
Well, true. Yeah, I agree with that.
But, I mean, in defense of Jalen didn't start any of this.
Jalen didn't start this, though, yes. Come on, Chris. If there's anybody who was blameless from the standpoint of creating drama on the outside, is Jalen in this situation. He didn't do anything.
Listen, just because AJ is the loud one that speaks about it doesn't mean he's the guilty
part. Actually, AJ only threw one word out there. I mean, being honest, one of our favorites really threw gasoline on this thing. Like, I mean, listen, we love BG. Of course. Like, we love BG, but that's really what caused this thing to go where it went.
Ike, you know very well the second guy that pushes back gets the flag. So look, I feel like that's AJ. Like, so we don't know what's going on behind the scenes with the two of them, and then AJ pushes them back, and then we're going to throw the flag and say it's AJ. So
I don't think anybody's mad at AJ for saying it. No. I think most people agree with him.
His teammates coming out and saying, "What's he doing?" You hear Devonta Smith coming out and saying AJ's wrong.
No, that's what I'm saying. Listen, I don't even think AJ was wrong. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think anybody's mad at AJ other than maybe Jalen, but I don't think anybody else is mad at AJ. BG was for a minute, but now everything's fixed. Everything's fixed.
Why do we have to have this? Why is it going to be difficult in Philly? Why can't we be 10?
Because it's what we do, man. It's what we do.
I know. Hey, guys, before I get to the next question, let me just give a quick shout-out here. Shout-out to Louie. Louie's been calling in. I'm really enjoying his calls.
Louie from Nebraska, the fake golfer?
Not a fake golfer.
Layoff of Ike and Jack's.
That's our buddy.
That's
our buddy.
Hashtag private courses only.
Louie, in all seriousness, Louie, keep calling, keep developing your skills, and then work and get towards call up the big leagues on the midday show. So,
why don't you just shove it
on our show? You just did that.
You got to give him. You had stones. I give you credit, Chris. You got stones, brother.
Well, he just knows he could beat me up. That's why.
I am who I am. I'm not changing. You know? Chris Middletown is. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So for the Hand in Stone gift card, today's Bob Barker's birthday, so we're looking for famous cameos. Can be movie, TV, music. What is your cameo?
This is how much I'm locked into your show, okay, and how I pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we
Scott
know.
Stapp, listen, Scott Stapp played Sinatra in the movie Reagan that just came out this August.
Oh, I didn't know that. Who with did? Dennis Quaid? Scott Stapp from Creed?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Creed, correct.
Really?
He played Sinatra?
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, I did not know that. I didn't
Spike's
see...
going to go see that movie in the theater.
No, probably not. Yeah, but... Wow, that's a good one, Chris. I did not know Scott Stapp was in the Reagan movie.
Neither did I. Speaking of some of our new callers, you notice who's been absent for about a week?
He's back OG. On Friday.
Not OG.
You're talking about OK.
Yeah.
He's back on Friday.
Oh, OK, Andrew?
Yeah, I was wondering if I scared him off.
No.
Oh, what happened?
He sent me an Instagram, because he hasn't been calling. But I guess he's busy. He sent me an Instagram. He's like, don't worry.
Great. Nice way to start it.
He sent me a DM. He was like...
As if we were worried.
Fear not. He's going to call on Friday and bring it. Now, he hasn't called in a while. Can you imagine the list of topics he's going to have? He's going to have a lot of topics.
I know.
Now, I got to call fraud here. Not with us.
Okay.
But with OG.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Well, he's boycotting the show.
That's, I know. It's nonsense.
Very cute of him.
It is nonsense.
Yep.
It's a way to stay away from the fray right now.
Yep.
That's all it is. Stop tweeting at me.
Yeah. Is that what he's doing?
Yes, he's tweeting at me, yes. Stop tweeting at me.
I still blocked him.
He's tweeting at me because he's listening to the show. So he's commenting on everything we comment about.
Look, man.
Take your medicine, OG. Call up and defend your guy.
You know, if there's the saying about hot and kitchen, and the kitchen's a little hot.
Instead of telling me I'm not doing a good job defending him.
Is that what he's telling you?
Yes.
Wow, that is a really sad turn for OG.
That's what I'm saying, man.
He's begging you to fight his battles.
Right, they're critiquing me.
Corey doesn't do that.
No.
Louie doesn't do that.
Then he's critiquing me, yes.
Unbelievable. Wow, that is sad. And I think
he says he's such a man, too. You know what I mean? Like, OG's, I'm the tough guy. I'm a man this, man that. He's so afraid. He's afraid.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Brian in Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
What's going on? Yo, I could be the new OG. Like, I'll land my plane. I got knowledge without college. What you want?
No, there you go.
Look, dude, it might be another week from audition, so you never know.
So the thing with Jalen, he's saying let him be him, but I don't think he's saying, let me be me, I'll throw for 108 yards. Like, I think he's saying, I'm going to do what I have to do to win the game. Whether I run for 70, throw for 150, run for 50. Like, I think he's just saying he will do what he has to do to win the game.
Yeah. Now,
I think it's crazy. You just had him on. You got Chris from Middletown. You got Reese. You got the other guy, Brian, who called the other day.
Yep.
Who seemed to think that this guy can't throw the ball to AJ. And, like, I think they just either on too much flour or have revisionist history. I don't know what it is, but they seem to forget that in 2022, AJ had almost 1,500 yards and 11 touchdowns. Last year, he had almost 1,500 yards, 7 touchdowns, and actually broke a record for 125 yards in 6 games in a row. This year, he missed 3 games, I think. He has 836 yards and 4 touchdowns. You know, AJ has the player with the most 100-yard game of 100 yards in a game is Terry McLaurin with 5.
Oh, we lost you.
4. He's the next best. So I don't understand the perception that
Brian, you watch the games, right?
Of course.
Okay, you think they're passing the ball well enough and getting the ball to AJ enough? I mean, like I guess we could say all these things, but we all know, like, you know, you watch the games and you know.
100%.
Okay. So the big question becomes, okay, so, you know, AJ had 1,500 yards in 22. AJ had 1,500 yards in 23. What the hell is going on now? And it's not
AJ has 800 yards. He's on pace for more than 1,000 yards.
But that's a 50% decrease from the two previous years. Like, that's like saying, well, I made $1 million last year, and I made $1 million the year before. I'm making $500,000 or $750,000 this year. That's the same. It's the same. It's not the same.
Look, I know I'm supposed to be taking OG's plane here, but I'm not gonna say that Jalen isn't bad. I think this past game was his worst game this season. I do. Trust me, I'm not blind to it. I see that he needs to pass the ball better. But when he says I'm gonna be me, which is him winning football games and doing what he has to do, when the game is on the line, if he has to use his legs or his arm to make the drive keep going and score at the end, whether he's pushing or throwing to Calcaterra, it doesn't matter. He's doing what he has to do to win the game.
Yeah. That's fine, and I agree with that. He has made big plays in that case, but I think what everybody would agree with, and what you would agree with as well, is that, like, there's a chance we might not be in those situations if we made the easier plays earlier in the game.
I can agree with that.
Okay. Do you want to give us your... that's a good discussion. Yeah. Good points, both sides. Look at that. What is your... For the Hand and Stone gift card, what is your famous cameo?
All right, I got Neil Patrick Harris and Harold and Kumar.
Oh, see,
Harold and Kumar. That's a good answer.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Oh,
I never
movie.
Saw it. I never saw it. That, good
Yo,
one,
White
bro.
Castles?
Yeah, the
As
movie
in the
is,
restaurant?
Yeah, there's a movie called Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. I never saw it. Is it a good one?
Yeah, it's like a, you know.
Yeah, it's a dumb
that's
movie.
That's got to be a...
It's like a dumb movie.
It's like
funny.
A dude wears my car.
Right. Kind of, I was getting ready to say, that's actually a great example.
Yeah.
Now, it's a half-baked movie, yeah.
Now,
half-baked was a classic.
Is Neil Patrick Harris, is he famous enough to even be a...
Well, he's an actor.
Well, if you love Doogie Howser.
Yeah, but so is Brad Pitt, and Brad Pitt can have cameos.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, I guess it was kind of random. He was in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Okay,
and that was
fair.
Right around How I Met Your Mother time, so that was peak Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, yeah.
God, we're starting to get to the Fritz realm.
Yeah,
yeah. That's his. I was going to say, that sounds more like his era of TV.
Well, but you, so Neil close. Patrick Harris is Doogie.
I know Doogie, I know Neil Patrick Harris, yes.
Getting so close,
never
Matt.
Saw that movie, but this movie you're talking about.
Oh, Harold and Kumar. Yeah, you see Gone Girl. Neil Patrick Harris good in Gone Girl. Do you remember that movie?
Gone Girl?
Yeah, with Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Neil Patrick Harris was the boyfriend, or the guy that had the crush on the wife. So the woman sets up the husband.
Oh, right. That was Doogie Howser?
That was Doogie. Neil Patrick Harris was
that. You know what? I'm thinking of the wrong movie. Are you thinking of Gone Baby Gone?
No, I'm thinking of Gone Girl. Gone Girl, Ben Affleck.
Morgan Freeman?
No.
Okay.
No. Gone Girl, different movie.
Gone Girl. Ben Affleck.
Gone Girl's
not Casey Affleck.
No, Ben. Gone Girl's the movie.
Look, what is Casey Affleck in?
Casey Affleck was in Gone Baby Gone, I believe.
I thought he was just in that stupid shit movie.
What movie?
Ship. With a P.
Ship. Yeah. Relax. Yeah, well, I said you, ship.
Oh, you're thinking of Manchester by the sea. Yeah.
Never saw that.
Horrible.
If you're worried about having Gone Girl spoiled, Gone Girl is the one where the woman basically fakes her death and sets up her husband, who is Ben Affleck, as the killer.
Ah, did not see
and then,
that.
And then Ben Affleck married J-Lo.
Not in the movie. Not in the movie.
What are you talking about, man?
All right. Mike Mayock with us next. So we don't have...
I saw a video of J-Lo.
Yeah?
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
It was whacking that thing. Ben's a better man than most, man. I'm saying. Walk away from that, brother. My goodness.
Well, but then he walked over to...
Yeah.
Who's the
he went back to Jennifer Garner. Yeah.
Jennifer Garner. He's doing fine.
J-Lo, man.
So we don't have Mike Lombardi anymore because he went and took a job with Bill Belichick. Ooh, Mr. Fancy, I'm a winner, Belichick guy.
Yeah, I'll take your little GM job.
Oh. So we have Mike Mayock in with us today.
Yeah.
Mike Mayock's
going to join us. Anyway.
Yeah, we always wanted Mayock. He just wouldn't answer our calls. So Mike Mayock joins us next. Talk about this entire situation, your calls as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.